Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara in Udalef tells us, Madbilim be'einoy shildag. You could go into the mikvah, into an eye of a fish. If the fish has a big eye, one can use the eye of the fish as a mikvah. Meaning to say that the soft part of the fish can be as a din of water. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, in the Sefer Nechusa Yomo, explains that based on that, the Gemara in Bo Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara there brings, in the Agadas of Rav Rachano, and all the strange stories that are brought down in that those Gemaras, the Gemara brings the Rav Safra said a story, that he was going in a boat, and he sees a hook cover, he sees a fish, that took out his head out of the water, and he had a horn. And on the horn of the fish it says, Anabir Yekalosh Bayam, I'm the very light small creatures of the sea, and I'm going to the mouth of the Leviathan, and Rav Ashi says it's called Iza Diyoma. This is the goat of the sea. So to understand a little bit what the Gemara there is telling us, Rav Moshe explained based on our Gemara. The Maharal explains in many places that water is Chomer. What is Chomer? We have in the world Chomer and Tzura. Chomer is the material, and Tzura is the shape. As the Raman mentions in Chumash, the entire world is created from the same Chomer, from the same material. But the question is, each thing, each item is different through the Tzura. The Tzura always in Machshava and Musar means when something has a purpose, when something has a value. Chomer means when something is just the material. It didn't come out to fruition. So it really represents someone who did not bring himself to fruition. Water, when you take water itself, water is chomer. It doesn't have a tzura. Maharal explains that's what water represents. And that's the reason where water doesn't have a specific shape. It depends on which vessel it is. If you put it into a square vessel, it'll be square. You put it in a round vessel, it'll be round. Maharal explains that's why water is always loshon rabim. Water in loshon HaKodesh is plural. There's no such thing as a singular form for the word water. Because water is not something specific. It's chomer, and therefore represents rishayim, represents people who don't have a specific mahalach in their life. Fish also are considered to be like the water. How do we know that? From our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us that you can use the fish as a mikvah. That means the fish itself is considered to be water. Rav Moshe added to it, that's the reason that for korbanos, you can never bring fish as a korban. You could bring an animal, you could bring a bird, but you cannot bring fish. So Rav Moshe explains there, the only thing you could bring to the Mizbeach is something that has a tzura, that has a shape, has a certain, it's considered to be a birya, a creature who has a tzura in the world. But because fish is something that has no tzura, meaning it's considered to be part of the water, you can't bring it as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds to that all other creatures in the world have a head, have a body, and they have a neck. And they represent the connection of the head represents something that belongs to something more elevated. And the goof represents something a little lower. And the neck is the connection. So every creature in the world has two parts to it. Has a little bit more chomer and a little bit more tzura. A fish does not have a head. The fish is considered to be one big body. There's no neck to the fish. Because the fish is considered to be chomer bilvad, only chomer. And the Gemara there says that that fish is compared to the goat. So Rav Moshe goes on to explain that a goat is representing in this world Esav, which means one who did not come to fruition. It brings the Losha of the Gemara, the Ezo Maske Beresha. The Gemara says that the goats go in front of the sheep, like the same way the darkness comes before the light. So an Ez, a goat, is someone in this case, in this context, represents something who also did not come to fruition. So we have a fish, which is a chomer, and it's considered to be the goat of the sea, which means the beginning of everything, which did not bring out any tzura in the world. And this fish has a horn. What's a horn? So this Rav Moshe brings in Nefesh HaChaim that says a horn represents a connection to the above, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this fish is going to a Leviathan. Leviathan without going to the Sugita of Leviathan. Leviathan represents the Avodas Hashem. So meaning, even the fish, which is like a goat, which is a chomer b'lo tzura, which you can now bring in as a korban. But the message of the Gemara is, even the smallest creature in the world is connected to above, is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So although most fish don't have horns, but when Rav Safra is seeing a fish that has a horn, he's telling you, every fish which seems to be so far away, it also has a horn connected to above. Every creature in the world brings Kvod Shamayim to the world. And that's the message, even things that seem to be so far, even when times in the world seem to be so dark, even when we think that things are completely removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they all be'etzim have a horn, which means they all have a connection to above, because all is kol mashabra HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olamoy le'bro ela l'chvaydoi. To join your sponsor, Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.